keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. With Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for September 28th, 2022, episode 22. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. Boy, that song really does get us in the mood, doesn't it?
Always.
It's like you're always playing the air guitar over there. You're just jamming out. The
Jeff Smith is a genius.
Yes, he is.
Once again.
Yes, yes.
Oh, here we are.
Yes.
A little bit later than typical.
Yeah, we're recording later.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's usually my bedtime about right now.
Pretty much.
Or I'm usually asleep on the couch.
Yes. We had the AARP dinner this evening. That's what your sister accused us of.
Yes, right. Yes, you know. She's like, why are you eating at 4:30? We don't eat at 4:30. We eat at 5:30.
Close. Just an hour later. That was nice. We went to Johnson City. Dame Angela.
Yes.
Long time No Agenda supporter.
Yes.
She's produced a couple of the tours, of the meetup tours.
And she did the Las Vegas Super Spreader event.
That's the last time we worked together.
Mm-hmm. And so she's in town filming a commercial for a winery.
Yeah, which winery was it again?
Carter Creek Winery. Yeah. Yes, in Johnson City. So
man, she's got her shit together. She's doing some cool productions
job.
Now. Yeah, she does.
She's got a cool job. So it kind of reminded me a little bit of what Elise does in terms of the creative director was there, and she said she was out shopping for a bunch of stuff for the shoot. And
right.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Seems glamorous, at least.
You said, so you're a production assistant?
Oh, she's a creative director.
Yeah, art director.
Oh.
And I saw the familiar, oh man, that's such an insult, but she didn't know.
I don't know. How do I know?
You don't know. That's what made it so funny.
No, she didn't seem so, insulted.
No, it was good.
It was nice.
They're doing a commercial for the winery and they have a concert on Friday.
Yes.
Is that the idea? And that's for the commercial
for
as well,
the commercial,
concert?
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to be VIPs at the concert on Friday. But hey, what are you drinking?
I don't have the bottle.
I'm drinking Topo Chico.
Where's the bottle?
You're drinking red. I don't know. It's in the kitchen. Red wine.
Oh, goodness. Wine. I'm
it's
just
from
drink,
Africa. It's some red wine.
Okay. Let me tell you. Okay. I have to say something because word is getting around.
Okay. Oh, no.
You know, and we all understand it's the 75 hard. This show was based initially on purely wine. It's turned into your show, which I produce. It's okay because there are production Emmys and stuff, so I can always get an award for this work that I'm doing.
Adam, you're always telling me that I've ruined the show.
Here is a clip that I picked up a very popular podcast with two friends of ours.
Oh.
The podcast is known as DH Unplugged.
Oh, lovely.
Please have a listen.
Wait, Adam Curry and Tina have a show they do to now.
Yeah.
Which I got to tell you, it takes some serious balls. If I was to do a show with my wife, it would be, I don't think I'd do it. Let's say that.
No kidding. Can you imagine him with Jill doing a podcast? All right, we continue.
Okay.
It would be rough. But they have a little wine and they talk about
a little,
a lot of wine.
A lot.
And now Tina is on, I think, the 75 day no alcohol.
Yeah, it's ruining this show.
Proof.
How does that work? You can't do things like that. The podcast goes on under all circumstances.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
like to
you.
Me, I mean, yeah, I don't know if she's into fetish stuff, I guess.
I'm guessing. 75 days, so.
75 days of I don't know what.
No drinking. So bad things are starting to happen in the markets.
I was laughing my ass off when I heard that this afternoon. I'm like, I got to clip that.
Lovely.
Yeah, they released it yesterday.
Yes. Well, apparently, I mean, well, at least, you know, Andrew is supportive. John certainly isn't.
No, John's just pragmatic like me. She's ruining the show.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not. It's not ruining the show at all. So the wine that I am drinking, which I am doing out of solidarity for the show, I won at the Bandana Ball.
Yes, we went to the Bandana Ball, which is a fun
the
Ronald McDonald House Charities major fundraiser.
Yep.
They raised $870,000 that night.
Yep.
And boy, you wouldn't be able to know there was a recession going on with the way people were just raising their paddles and buying trips for $40,000 and donating $15,000. And it was crazy. That's the highest they've ever raised.
Yeah, as a backstory, besides you working there, the Bandana Ball was the event that brought us together initially. So we have a weak spot for the Bandana Ball.
Yeah, we do.
And we did sit at the head honcho table.
Yeah, we sat at the CEO table.
We got
table.
The VIP. You know, don't need to spend $40,000 on a trip.
No.
No, I just get invited.
Yeah, and the wine Adam is drinking, we did the ring toss, at least he did, and he won a bottle of wine. They said it was a $50 bottle of wine. Does it taste like a $50 bottle of wine?
No.
Okay.
But I spent $50 to toss the rings, so it's all right.
So it was really a nice night.
And so needed. I mean, they need a lot of money. They still need, you know, an extra $10 million for the expansion to even be able to start. They need to show that money, right?
All the money, yes. And all the money that was raised at the event, though, is for operating expenses. It's just, it's to meet their budget every year.
Yeah, that's not even for the expansion.
The capital
that's
campaign normal, is completely different.
But I was shocked because, you know, Austin has the new hot shit pediatric doctors for all kinds of severe pediatric stuff. These two guys they recruited
to
Dell Children. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but I didn't know the number had gone from typical stay for a family is 9 days, or I think it's 12 days. That's what the stay used to be. Now it's 40.
Yeah. We mentioned that on the last show, remember, when we had lunch with her?
Yeah, but you got to keep reminding people about this.
So, they definitely need the support. It was a great, great night. It was beautiful. It was warm, but it was beautiful. But I think probably the most exciting part of it was the drive home.
I knew you would have this on your damn list.
Yes, the drive home. Adam, please take it away.
All right. Oh, I'll be very happy to. I can describe exactly what happened. So this place.
It's pitch dark.
Wait. Yeah, this is a new place, and it's
a B case.
It's a B case, but it's about 8 miles. Inland from the main drag
From Austin,
but from the main drag, so it's going to be a country road no matter what. And so, and leaving these events is all. Now we didn't valet park, of course, because I know better than that. And thank goodness, because it was a mess as always. It's always a mess with the valet parking. Yeah. So we get the car after I go to the wrong place, and we're stumbling through tumbleweeds and
it's
mud.
It's so dark. There's no lights. Yeah. You can't see.
So we go, and then we're driving, and I missed the turn, which was almost immediately after leaving the venue. And my navigator goes, bloop, bloop, bloop. So we'll just follow this because it's a country road, only two lanes, one in each direction. Like, this is not the place to turn around. You agree. It was not a great road.
Okay.
She's not going to agree with anything. And I see, all right, it's just 18 miles. So we'll just, but this is one of these roads. If you've ever been in the back roads of Texas, certainly around this area of hill country, you'll have like a 45 mile an hour speed limit, and all of a sudden there's a stop sign.
Let me just set the scene. It was like driving in a Stephen King movie.
Well, you were very upset about it.
It was very dark, and the road, some parts of the road. I really did that.
At least once you made the.
You mean when you ran over the armadillo?
Hey, that motherfucker should have gotten out of the way. It was very sad because I came around the corner and I had no choice. I could go off the road or I tried to go, and I went right over the top of him.
Yes. It was a huge clunk.
Yeah,
it was just bad.
But that could have happened anywhere. The armadillo.
Not on the expressway. It would not have happened. 18 miles on the back road is very different than 18 miles.
But
on the
was driving. I had no problem. I'm just putting along. It's like, okay, it sucks. And you were just annoyed the whole drive.
I was not annoyed. I was uneasy because it was so dark. There were no lights. It was just creepy to me.
Do you know how you could sit next to someone and feel the just the vibrations of irritation, anger, annoyance? And I don't, there was some other stuff, some Hitler stuff mixed in there. You were ready to do some kind of experiments on me. You were so mad.
I wasn't mad. I was uneasy. Uneasy.
In general, I think we can say you have a big problem just not driving yourself.
I do. I'm a better driver. No, it's not. And of course, I'm kidding. It's just the lack of control. That's all. And I'm not good in the car. No. Even Christina said I had road rage. So it's just, it is what it is. I'm sorry. It just comes with the package.
Well, there's a couple things that come with the package. Oh. Should we talk about them now, or do you want me to disperse them throughout the show?
Oh, please, we'll lay it all out.
We'll start with, we're going back in time.
Oh.
Yes. First of all, you do know how much I love you, right?
Oh, here we go. Here's the setup.
No, we have to have an intervention. We need an intervention with you.
About what?
I'm very, very concerned at this point.
Oh, my mukbang videos.
So I decide to, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go sit up in the sun here this morning. It's nice. You know, we had 50 degrees this morning. By the time I go sit outside, it's like not quite 70. I'm going to sit in the sun, and I'm just sitting there. I got, I don't know if I had a coffee or a joint or both, and I'm just sitting like, oh, okay, this is really nice. And you're sitting on the porch, which is at least
25 feet away,
30 feet away. And I'm sitting.
It's a screen porch.
And I don't have my hearing aids in, but still I hear this. And three times I say, Tina, and I can see your face above your iPad, and you're not. I say, are you watching mukbang videos? And it was grossing me out from 30 feet away without my hearing aids. These little Chinese chicks with their gloves on, eating cake.
And their microphones clipped to their neck.
This was completely...
Here's the thing. I was watching it to send it to my sister Lisa.
You need an intervention. This is
Lisa's
crazy.
Lisa's addicted to it, too.
Yeah, but what is the addiction?
I think because I can't have cake. I really do.
There's anime, and then below that is mukbang. As far as I'm concerned, it's like, it was bizarre. I felt like, oh man. I mean, once in a while, a mukbang video, but in the morning, watching someone, a Chinese chick,
eat a cake.
And I say chick specifically for my next story, a Chinese chick.
Oh, goodness.
With a microphone clipped to her neck, eating a whipped cream cake with rubber gloves. Do you understand that there's something very sexually perverted and twisted about this?
No, it hasn't. You think of it that way. I don't think of it that way. I'm looking at like,
if it's
wow,
not sexual,
I really.
Then it's deviant.
No, it's I want to eat.
You want cake?
I want to eat the cake. Really, all it is.
But then when I gave you the opportunity to mukbang a cake, you wouldn't.
Oh, I know. I can't. I just know physically I can't. But I'm so intrigued by it. And my sister Lisa, I got her hooked on it too. So we're both hooked on it. Now I'm going to be a closet mukbanger.
No, you can be.
Now I know you're watching me. You're listening.
I respect your identity. I respect your choices. You can love whoever you want to love, baby, when it comes to food. I understand.
Okay,
you're a mukbanger. You're also a misogynist.
Oh, why? Jeez, what is a skewer, Tina, tonight?
Well, you always say I don't have anything on my list, so I'm going to get everything out of the way now.
You're not being a leaky bucket, Adam.
Oh, baby, I'm so leaky.
All right, what? Bring it on, dude. Bring it on.
So I finally go and set up my flying that I wanted to do.
Oh, jeez.
Now I'm going to tell you exactly. Don't blow my punchline you did with the mukbang, okay? You got to learn how to podcast.
Okay.
So I go to Bernie and I take my introduction flight and I meet everybody at the flight school. I'm very excited about this because I want to get back into aviation so I can fly us, at least me. We'll see if you ever want to come along. Because I'm done with it. I want to have that freedom again. So I'm going to get back into it. Want to get my instrument rating. Very excited. I come home and of course I'm jacked. I'm like, oh, it was so great. And, I said, that was really, really cool. You know, my instructor and her mom, her mom works there. And she says, what?
No, you go, my instructor is Amy. Blah, blah,
Amy
blah.
Lynn. Amy Lynn.
Yeah.
And he went, some chick. You're taking lessons from some chick. And then the next question is she cute?
All valid questions.
None of these are valid questions. That is, you're a TERF.
A TERF?
I don't know. It just sounds cool. The trans-exclusionary radical female. I was like, wow. But here's the worst thing. Instead of me saying, which I should have said, was, well, she's my daughter's age. instead of saying that, I said, she's a 5'2". I don't know why I said that. Like that somehow disqualifies her from being cute. I was just like, wow, you are quick to say some chick.
Well, babe, well, okay. I'm just human, but
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you really have any fear or doubt about me and some chick?
No, I don't. But I think it's kind of good to have that in a relationship. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm protective of you. And I think I think that's a good thing. And, you know.
Yes. The fact that I knew that you were going to do that before it happened was, I'm like, it's exactly what I expected it to happen.
I'm sorry. That's just who I am. You know, I'm sorry. tell us about your experience.
Okay. So I want to say that I've flown I've employed female pilots. I love female pilots. They are very, very, very good. And when you're learning from a female pilot, there's an element of testosterone that's missing, which is actually quite nice. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't have that much to learn. I do have things to learn about the aircraft. In general, it wouldn't matter. They have several instructors there. She just was assigned to me. Whatever.
And she said, "You're one of the best pilots I've ever worked with."
It was a little sexier, a little more husky in the voice.
You're one of the best pilots, baby, that I've ever worked with.
Okay, so the reality was, you're pretty good at flying. That's the reality of it.
And so Adam had a great time. And so he woke up this morning and he had a aircraft injury.
I did.
He woke up and he's like, my foot's collapsing. It was the foot that I used on the aircraft. I'm like, dude, your foot is out of shape.
My foot. It was the weirdest
thing. He was limping around for about an hour. My foot.
It was like a nerve on the side of
the airplane.
Yeah, from flying. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway. It was fantastic. I love these. And for those who are interested, I'm transitioning. I'm in transition to the Cirrus SR22 G6 with the ultimate goal of getting to know people who have the Cirrus Vision Jet.
Yes.
And we can become friends with.
Yes.
Now, but the whole point is with this, if you want to go somewhere, you can do it as instruction. You can take a safety pilot. You're really paying for the rent of the aircraft and for the, which includes gas. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to fly somewhere under 1,000 miles, it's faster, not cheaper, but faster to go this way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And these planes are so modern. I couldn't believe, all the stuff that I had to learn how to do, now the plane does it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what?
Well, I'm excited for you.
Well, my goal is to eventually get you to want to come fly with me.
Yes, I will do it. I will totally do it.
And I also said, you know, hey, it's good that I have you as my instructor because, you know, chicks like flying with chicks. They'll feel much more comfortable with a chick.
Oh, geez.
She's literally our daughter.
I guess when I said that, you immediately pulled out your phone and made a note.
Yes, I did. Okay. I did, actually.
Nice. So, anyway. Anything else you have for me?
Well, the contrast is, of course, that for the past 48 hours, all I've heard is Brian this, Brian that, your BFF, which, as you know, I have no problem with. No problem whatsoever.
Oh, well. Well,
don't you have anything to say about Brian?
We can talk about him a little bit later. I have a few things to say about him. But I want to go back to you were in Georgia. You were in Georgia for the Beef Initiative.
Didn't we talk about that on the last show or it's already back since then?
No, I don't think so. I have it on my list because what I wanted to talk about is how you got to go and help with the, I don't know what you did with the 3,000 heads of cattle on Sunday morning before the show. And then you went to a devotional, which
it was actually the other way around.
Oh,
yes. So the Beef Initiative was in this White Oaks Pastures, which is in Bluffton, Georgia. And this was, the whole setup here is Texas Slim has decided that he's going to help educate everybody about pure animal protein, which turns out not a lot of people know about, but really connecting ranchers directly to consumers. In this case, it turns out Bitcoiners are a good audience to start with because ranchers no longer sell directly to consumers. They sell to big processors, and then that doesn't even wind up in our own supermarket. That,
right.
You know, the good stuff goes overseas, and we wind up eating crap. So that's a very short version. And these meetups, these summits are meant to bring together Bitcoiners and people who are interested in this, and the ranchers, and educating each other on the industries. And it's been very successful.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was really only 100 people, but it was, you know, 3-hour drive south of Atlanta. And it was really, you would have loved being there.
And
it was a magical experience.
It was at White Oak Pastures?
White Oak Pastures, yes. Yeah. Will Harris, he's pretty famous. He's going to be on Joe Rogan.
You should check out their website. Yeah, yes. They've got all the good stuff, the really good stuff.
And so the people who were there were, the stories were incredible, such as Holy Cow Beef.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they did a little presentation. They were money managers, had $100 million under money management in New York, and then 9/11 happened, and then their business was over. And Weldon got like a heart attack. You know, he had all these six blocked arteries and all kinds of
probably
crap
from all the stress.
From all the stress,
yeah,
exactly.
No doubt.
And they were okay. Well, this is the rest of your life. It's all these medications, and he just said no, and he immediately went on pure beef diet. Within, I think it was 3 or 6 months, everything, all his blockages, everything was gone. Everything was gone.
I know, you heard story after story like that, right?
And then they decided to become ranchers. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, Anne, who is one of the original heritage women, who mm-hmm. also did a panel with Coco. I mean, it was really good. And there was a lot of religion, a lot of God
mm-hmm.
From the participants themselves.
Well, and you were in God's country.
Totally in God. Yeah. Well,
3 hours south of Atlanta.
We all know
deep
that
in the woods.
Hill country is God's country. But okay. We'll let them borrow it for the time being.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't quite hear the banjos. Yeah, it was.
Oh, but that's like how, Deliverance.
That's. So, do I have banjos? hold on a second. Yeah, there. I knew I had it. I knew I had a banjo. Come on, give me a banjo.
Is that from Deliverance?
Hey, son. Come over here. Squeal! Squeal like a pig! Yes, this is from... This is actually from Deliverance.
Yes. Never seen that movie, ever.
You don't want to.
No, I don't.
No, it's stressful. Then on... So, of course, I was working. You know, I arrived. I did the podcast. Then Saturday, it was just... And I presented mm-hmm. Value for Value, Podcasting 2.0. And there were just so many fantastic, really, really cool people who I'd heard of, but had never met, people I'd never met before. And when you start to share stories completely across every cultural border you can imagine, just, you know, farmers, ranchers, and then, you know, VJs, Bitcoiners, but how close we actually got together. And Sunday, there was a devotional. And so I actually scheduled my prep time. I said, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it was led by our buddy Charles Mayfield from
Pharaoh.
From Pharaoh, Pharaoh.life. And Charles, who I got to know a little bit better, you want to explain? Did we talk about Pharaoh Life on the show?
We haven't, no. But go ahead, finish the story, and then I'll talk a little bit about it.
Well, so Charles has he's a hog farmer, a hog rancher. The latest thing he's done, because he had a kind of unsuccessful hemp experience, but that, from that came this product Pharaoh, which is mainly lard, and I think he has some tallow in there as well and some other elements, and it's a skin cream.
And it's all chemical free and toxin free.
Oh,
there's no toxins in it. And I had gotten Texas Slim brought me 2 jars, and I've been using it. My sister snagged one and she loves it.
What do you use it for?
I use it on my hands and my feet and my elbows, and it's just, it's unbelievable how
it works, right?
Moisturizing, yes. Yeah. And I love the fact that there's no gunk in it. So, and he was so kind, he just sent me more. Well, you've kind of hijacked a little bit of it too, because
well,
you like it.
So he gave Slim and me this whole, like, a big plastic bag full of it, you know, probably like a good batch. And so I got half of that and took that home in a jar. I use it on my neck.
Yeah. Your crepe neck.
But after shaving, yeah. And you know, it's like, it feels very good. It stays very moist.
Your neck looks very young.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
Do you think it makes a difference?
Yes.
Or are you just making, just.
I have no idea. Yeah. I need a before and after picture. I'm sure it can't help. It can't hurt.
Can't, right? Well, yeah. I see the difference. Yeah. I really do, because you know, I see my ugly ass crepe neck.
Crepe neck?
So Charles also happens to have the voice of a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks. Mm-hmm. He's from Tennessee. Ladies, Charles is available. Charles is, I think he's around, he's in the late 30s, early 40s.
He's young.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Well, tell the story about how he created his product. He was out working on his hemp. Was it his hemp farm?
Yeah, so he decided to do hemp, and he lives in Tennessee. And the irrigation system broke, and so for 48 hours, he was out, you know, repairing this in the night and during the day. But during the day, it was all day, and so in the evening, he came in. He's like, holy crap. He was like a lobster. I was so burned, completely fried, and he had nothing in the house. You know, there's no like Walgreens around the corner where he lives. And he had some lard in the, you know, bacon lard or whatever that he had in the fridge. And so he said, well, I might as well do something. So he slathered that all over himself, went out the next day as you have to do, cause you gotta, you know, you gotta fix the problem. And he kept going. And he said, not only did it stop hurting, he never peeled.
Yeah.
Not for a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then he started to improve the product. But more importantly, he started to learn about the rules of cosmetics in the United States, mm-hmm. or shall we say the complete lack of rules.
Mm-hmm.
There's like maybe 7 rules.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is free for all. Do whatever you want. Test it on whatever you want. It can be almost anything. And he says the ingredients in particularly women's skincare products are death in a bottle.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine. There's nothing but chemicals in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he started this product, and you know, this is, he just kind of hooked up with the Beef Initiative at the same time, and he's just, I'm telling you, this is a great guy.
Yeah.
I would marry him. I would date him for sure.
Well, the product, I can attest to it. It's pretty fantastic. Yeah, definitely go to Faro Life.
Faro.life.
Faro.life. Yeah. So while you were gone.
Yeah. Tell me, how were you? Were you doing okay back here?
Yeah.
You had started the 75 hard.
Oh, yeah. I started that. But yeah, I was, you know, I'm consuming a lot of beef and water. If you opened me up, you'd just see beef and water. And
there's an extra thing in there that I'm very proud of you.
I'll get to it. Mm-hmm. But Adam was gone, and usually Adam is the one that grills the steaks. And so I bought a steak because I didn't have anything thought out. So I went to the Heeb and I bought a grass-fed steak. I'm sure it was not nearly as good as KNC cattle.
Why did you do that? Why did you get the steak?
Because it was like a last minute thing. I was going to take myself out to dinner, and then I was too tired.
You didn't have anything defrosted.
No. Okay. And so, yeah. And so I taught Adam how to grill. I did. We bought the grill. I was the griller, and I taught him how to grill.
Because, you know, I'd never, ever seen fire and flesh before in my life.
And so I tried to grill my steak, and it was a hockey puck.
Killed that fucker.
I sent you a picture of it. I'm like, look at what I did to my steak.
What did you do? What were you trying to do?
I turned 2 burners on medium, and you were like, no, no, no.
No, you were so, you
do it on low.
Were you trying to do low and slow reverse here?
No, I was just trying to do quick, let's eat it, sort of, but I didn't realize that it was a hockey puck.
So fast.
And it was disheartening because I'm the one that taught you how to grill.
Are you sure you taught? Well, thank you. Is it time for me to leave? Grasshopper can leave now that I'm better than you are.
You are the grill master now. So that's good. But yes, so I have to try and get more protein in my diet.
You still can't get enough. And okay. Can you get to the big thing? This is a big thing what you've achieved here, where you've overcome something massive.
Yes, I've eaten boiled eggs.
Hello, everybody. Can we please hear that one more time?
Yes, boiled eggs. Okay. So the first time Adam made them for me, thank you, you make them perfectly. And I could only eat the yolks. I can't eat the whites. I ate the yolks, lots of salt.
I could was get, okay, right?
It was you good. Were fine it was with good. That. And then yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try and eat a whole boiled egg. This was the other day. And I was able to choke two of them down. I was like, no, I cannot. The white part of the egg is disgusting. Just like the deviled eggs at Dale's birthday.
Smells like farts.
Oh my God. Who can eat that?
Well, I am so proud of you. We were at a birthday party in a restaurant in Austin, and I got the Mexican deviled eggs. It was like, that's cool. And then Tina's like, okay, I'm gonna, and you know, you have a little bit of that, a little bit of the yolk, which is nice with all the spices and everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm gonna try it. You know, it's like, if you've ever seen a grown woman put something in her mouth and then spit it back out onto her plate, nice, into your napkin. I'm proud of you.
I can do the yolk, and that's about as far as
it's amazing, because this is such a traumatic thing that you have with eggs. So I'm very, this is amazing.
The whites. Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I just don't eat them. Who gives a crap
about the yellow whites? With salt? Okay, not bad. Yeah. They're like, you know, dusty little embryos.
Dusty. Yeah, they are like chicken dusty embryos. Little embryos, aren't they?
Oh, but
I'm happy with the 75 hard, because now I can cook bacon in the morning. I get no stink eye.
I know you've been eating healthy too, but it's so interesting. Ever since I started this program, you'll say to me, you'll go, can I have the pineapple that's in the refrigerator?
can I have that cottage
can
cheese?
Can I have that cottage cheese?
What? Because?
I know you have trauma.
No, I have no trauma. I have experience with you. If I eat something that was on your... It was just recently. Remember we talked about this?
When you opened up the cottage cheese, and I was like, oh.
Oh, and they said, no, it's okay. It's fine. It's okay.
I know how much you're so thoughtful that way, but you're really aware of what you can, like asking if you could eat food that's in the refrigerator.
Notice what she said. So. If you can, you were on the right track there. Go ahead. If you can. Can we just stop for a second?
Yes.
And talk about Florida for a second, because I prayed for Renee, and I prayed for Anamika and Chris,
yes,
and all these people this morning, and everyone who's in Florida right now. This is, you have experience with this scenario.
Not at this level though. So
less than this?
I've been through a cat 2. I've never been through a cat 4 or cat 5, which is what hit Florida. I don't know if it was a 5. It was very close to 5 if it wasn't. But Anamika, I met through the show, and then I had lunch with her when I was in Florida in August. And then Renee is a part of our 75 hard group, and she was a direct hit.
Yeah.
And so I was texting with her earlier today, and they have some damage to their house. But they have a fairly new house. So when your house has to be up to code, to hurricane code, now when you build a house. And so she said she felt pretty safe in her house, but she said the sound outside, it was just terrifying. It's terrifying.
Because you've mentioned that the sound is really, really harsh.
It's just, and it doesn't stop. I mean, just, you're in a wind tunnel at 155 miles an hour. And sadly, her girlfriend's roof flew off their house. I mean, that's catastrophic. I mean, it is. And then my girlfriend, Teresa, who has a place in Fort Myers, I guess they got hit really hard too. And the water was up 4 feet, and she's on the first level. So she wants to get down there. And I'm like, you better wait, because there is so much debris, and they might not even be able to get in anywhere, because trees will be down. You won't be able to get around it. It takes weeks to clean that up. So yeah, I was just so worried about Renee and Anamika. But
on our way back this evening, you heard from Renee, so she still has cell contact, right?
No, I was texting with Anamika, but Renee, no, I was texting with her before dinner, and she said she felt safe.
Okay.
Yeah, but the wind was, they were still under a major wind advisory, but she was a direct hit. It was, I can't even imagine. And the aftermath.
You can because not you've been
that,
through it.
Not at that level, though.
Yeah, and, but you know what the aftermath is.
Oh my gosh!
What.
And the no electricity and no services and no gas and no grocery. Oh, it's just it's not fun. So definitely keeping them in our prayers for sure. So anyway, boom. So speaking of 75 hard, I guess I can get into that a little.
It's your show.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say here. Well, I've already shot my wad.
You keep
I got
telling
nothing
me,
left.
You keep telling me that I ruined the show because I'm not.
Okay, Tina.
Listen, can I just smell your wine?
Yeah. You know, we're just kidding around, right?
No, I know.
But I
know.
I will say I'm very proud of you as a that was you just smell. Went, you, you, smell. There you go. Now you're talking.
This is what I miss. I miss drinking on the show. I do.
Well, as a podcaster, as a colleague, if I may give you some feedback.
As my producer?
Yes, as your producer.
Yeah.
Executive producer.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you because we were originally going to do the show this afternoon around 2:30 because we had this dinner with Angela scheduled. And seeing Angela is a treat. We haven't seen her in years, actually, because of the COVID shit. And she's out here. So, and then you came to me around 1:30. You're like, hey, should we just do that tonight after the show? Because I'm not feeling it. I'm like, there you go. So, you know, that actually is very good. That's really cool.
I like doing it at night. I like doing it
in my
night.
Dark studio.
Yeah, right? With your disco lights.
Disco lights. You got the dog here. This is the vibe. You want to have vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's maturity as a podcaster.
Thank you. Yes. I'm going on a 1-year anniversary of being a professional podcaster.
You're right.
Come December. Yeah.
That's right. 22 episodes. We're almost almost a year. And we're still not making crap money from this thing. People are horribly bad.
Before we get into that, I just want to just talk really quickly about 75 Hard. So I am 25 days in.
Yay.
So I'm 1/3 through the program. And you know, it's not hard. I'm in a groove. I look forward to the hard workout. So I walk in the morning, listen to a podcast, and great invention, by the way. And and then
give that guy a producer job.
I just have such a rhythm. So I get up and I do my Bible recap with Julie every morning. So I'm reading the Bible and then we text each other our God shots. So we have different God shots every morning and I always share them with Adam. And then I love that Bible by Sir by His Grace.
Sir by His Grace.
Yes, yeah. Love that Bible.
Me too, because not only do you tell me about the passage, the God shot, but then sometimes we'll talk about it and you'll read, because this Bible has the descriptions next to it interpretation.
Yes.
It's really good, man.
And I wanted to mention
it's just a beautiful book to look at.
I know. It's just lovely. Yeah. Lovely. And I wanted to mention that the Amazon gift card was from Sir by His Grace too. I had messed up the card, so I wanted to correct that. Right. So anyway, so that's how my morning starts. And then, so I'm chugging water. First thing when I get up, chug water. And then I have my coffee and then I'm out on my walk. And so I have a whole schedule and I come back and then I read, get stuff done around the house and do my second workout. And then it's like I've accomplished the day. And it's not hard. It is not hard. And so I feel really, really good and I'm starting to deflate, which is even better.
Yes. Some observations. My wife looks amazing.
Aww,
of course, I've been saying this for at least 2 weeks.
Good thing your eyesight's going.
Which, by the way, always result. You know, if I say, "Oh, you look so great," you know, if I say, "Oh, I can really see you're thin," or anything like that, wrong.
I'm like, what? Wrong.
Was I fat? Was I fat? Was I big? But the main things are. Your face is glowing.
You're so sweet.
But I've said this outside of the show. I say this all the time.
Yeah, you do.
You are radiating an incredible amount. You're enthusiastic. You're interested in what I have to say all the time. I'm just kidding. You look dynamite.
Oh, you're so sweet. And I just started.
But I've been saying from the third day, I said, I can see the difference already. Or I'll touch you, I'll hold you. And I'll say,
you're like, that tire is deflated a little.
What are these ribs?
No, you're so sweet.
No, but I'm telling you the truth. And you're getting up earlier. You're getting up. You're just excited. You're enthusiastic. It's not that you were a horrible person to live with, but you've got like some kick ignition that's just taking you off in the stratosphere because you're excited. And man, the food thing, this is perfect for me because I love it. Like, we're eating beef, we're eating.
Oh my God. I'm eating so much beef. Yeah. Like, I am.
I wish you could drink with me. That's all.
Beef and water. Just open me up.
Yeah.
And pineapple.
And some eggs and some egg yolks.
But, and I don't find the diet. I mean, because I'm enjoying it. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
You don't even have to do the diet. You're just doing that as an extra, as an addition. Yeah. So, by the way, both Dvorak and Horowitz could do a little bit of, they could do 7.5 days hard. Okay. Both of you fuckers could do something. All right.
Thank you. Stop
yammering about my wife.
Thank you.
Beat you up.
Thank you.
Old man.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's like, it's, I love tasks and I love marking off the tasks.
And so you can do it, you know, anybody can do this.
I know.
And it's a headspace thing. That it's totally, exactly. It really is the mental challenge. I think the physical part, you're there.
Yeah.
You were already kind of ready for it. You kind of pre-gamed into
and
it.
And I noticed today that I'm getting a lot stronger now. I'm like, wow, I can really do this. Like, there were some exercises that I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. But really what's helped is this group, the group of people that are doing it with me. And because we share ideas and we, you know, we just support each other. And they're like turning out to be great friends. And I love that.
You really dodged the bullet by not letting Brian in.
Oh my gosh. No kidding. And he keeps threatening that he's making this video about his exclusion in the 75 hard group. I have yet to see it. I don't know if he's going to premiere it at a theater because it's taking very long to produce, but yeah, he's all talk and no action. Let's just put it that way.
Funny.
But he's still not allowed in the group. Sorry, Brian.
But you have Jacob in there, right? The submariner.
Yeah, he's in Hawaii. Yeah.
Is he docked or is he underway?
Yeah, he's docked. Yes, because okay. he's still in contact with us.
So now he can do the outside stuff. He can go outside the sub.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
The only thing that kind of, oh my gosh, I cannot wait, is getting through this book. Oh yes. My gosh.
You chose
the 7 habits
of highly successful people.
Effective people.
Yeah.
Something.
But part of the whole program is you have to read 10 pages of a nonfiction book or fiction book.
Yeah.
Nonfiction
like a book. Self-empowerment sort of type book. And this book,
you're the only person because of course everyone knows the seven habits. Everyone has read at least some of it. You are the only person I know in the world who has read this book from cover to cover.
No, I know one other person, Peggy Lydon.
Peggy. That's right, because she teaches.
She worked
it
for Franklin Covey,
and I'll bet I'll bet you 50,000 satoshis. She also has not read the whole book cover to cover.
I'll bet you she has. All right, Peggy, text me after you listen to this.
50,000 sats.
When? How much is 50,000 sats? $7?
$10?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Don't be so negative about $10. Still $10,
but
baby.
This book would have been essential for me early on in my career. Now I'm just now I know all this stuff. Like, it's not, and I see a lot of you in it, which is kind of interesting. So, problems?
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I was wondering, I'm like, why does it sound so stupid? That's because, off. I don't know how I did this. This is the problem when you drink.
Yeah.
I had my hearing aids in still.
Oh, are you drunk?
No, but I put my headphones over the hearing aids. I'm like, what am I hearing? This sounds weird.
Oh,
there we go. I'm like,
I thought your head looked a little large.
I'm like, I don't sound as good as typical. What is wrong? What is wrong with me? And I was here. Okay. Oh, goodness. All right. Now, I'm back.
Oh, hello. So anyway, Peggy, let me know. I'm sure she's read the whole book.
No, I bet you she has.
I'm almost done with it. I'm at the very end of it.
You were done with it 2 weeks ago.
This book. It's got a lot of highlights in it, but that was so funny when you said, I think you're the only person I know who's ever read that book. So...
from cover to cover. Lots of people have...
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Phoebe?
Oh, hello.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Part of the show. Hey, babe, come here.
So, can I talk a little bit about the bridge?
It's your show.
Okay. So, of course, Pastor Jimmy's been talking about, you know, making sure your buckets are full.
And
he actually had...
Bridge Church. You need to explain what we're talking about.
Yes, and he actually talked about... He actually had the... visuals of two buckets up on when he was doing the service. And so I just wanted to say, because some people have asked, and I actually got a really lovely email from a woman named Tony who wanted to know about the Bible recap that Julie and I are doing, because she wanted to reconnect with God because she was listening to the show. And I love that because that means that my bucket is spilling
out. Your bucket is
splashing
everywhere.
So what he did say, though, what he talked about on Sunday, he said about how you have to fill your buckets for day-to-day living. And he said, here are the things you must do to fill your bucket. He says, you must spend time in God's word. Check. I do that every morning.
Yes, you do.
Yes. You must spend time in worship. And he had talked about playing music, like worship music. Check. Message is on my...
What channel is that on? Sirius
XM? 63 is on my car.
Striper channel.
He said, you must spend time in prayer, which I, of course, I do. Yeah. And you must spend time practicing.
Darling, when do you pray?
Usually in the morning and when I go to sleep at night. And then I just have conversations with God all the time. I was talking to him the other day while I was walking, okay. You know, because yeah. I'm like, there's certain things that I don't know yet. And so I'm a work in progress. Yeah. So,
ditto.
You know, and so that's what he said. He said, you must spend time practicing his presence, like call God into our conscious thoughts, move from an inner monologue to a dialogue with God. So I've been really trying to be, you know, like, hey, you know, help me with this. Like, there's a couple things that I'm struggling with that I just kind of want to lay at his feet. And so, so that's the whole leaky bucket syndrome. But the coolest thing happened, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before. I went to a meeting right after church, and this was to talk about the different groups that you can get involved in. And hold on, I need a drink from my Topo Chico.
All right, hold on, everybody. Let's take a drink.
I'm talking so much. And so so it was a connect group. So they talked about all the different groups that you can get involved in, which I'm going to do, but I'm a little got a lot on my plate right now. And Pastor Jimmy called me over and he's like, Tina, he goes, I got an email from your friend, Peggy Leiden.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, How cool is this? I said, I brought Peggy to a service a couple weeks ago. He goes, yes. He goes, she told me about the Curry and the Keeper podcast and that you talk about the Bridge Church. He goes, and I know who your husband is. I remember him from MTV with the big hair.
Thanks. There we go.
And he said, and he goes, and I was supposed to be doing something. He goes, and I was listening to the show and I was laughing.
Oh, he listens to the show, right? Okay,
yes. And he goes, and I was laughing. It's so funny. And so we started in on this conversation and very lovely people, he and his wife Annette, and he said we have to get together and go out to dinner.
I'm looking
sometime.
Forward to it.
So yes, yeah, so I'm.
He's our age, right?
He's my age. He's 60. Yeah. Okay. So
I'm the youngest.
You're the group. Yeah, you're the youngin. So, but yeah. So I mean, it was such a lovely conversation, yeah. And I really feel connected to the group.
You told him that I watch, right?
Yes, I told him that you watch online and that you do your podcast on Sunday.
He always gives a shout out to the people watching online. Yeah. I always feel very special at that moment.
Yeah,
that's me and seven other people.
So I really, really felt connected. But another interesting thing happened to me the other night. I was kind of complaining that I don't have any friends here. Like I have no friends.
That's funny, I wrote that down.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about how I mean I have a lot of amazing friends in my life, but nobody lives here. My closest friend is in Austin, which is
70 miles away.
Yeah, which is Allison, but you know, and then there's Letty, and but I have no friends in Fredericksburg. We've been here for 15 months, and it'd be nice to just have a friend that you could go out and have a drink with, you know, get away from the house.
Your husband, yes.
The house and the dog and husband.
The husbands. And by the way, completely understand, not that I have a whole bunch of friends here. It's interesting because you say, well, you have this and this, and I'm like,
but women
I think women friends are different. Yeah, than
women
guy
are
friends.
Different. Like I wish I had a girlfriend to walk with or whatever. And so I went to go look for a pair of boots for Bandana Ball, and I happened to walk into the store, and I started talking to this woman, and of course I graped her in the face and told her about Curry and the Keeper, and I told her about you, and I was walking out of the store, and she came up and she said, "Oh, I want to invite you to a luncheon," and she handed me a card. That was for the Bridge Church Women's Luncheon. And I'm like, oh my God, I go, that's my church. And so I saw her at church on Sunday and I went up and I said hello to her and I hugged her. And she said, you know, I told my mom about you. I called my mom and I told my mom that I met somebody, you know, and that you were just really, you know, bright and shiny and just like, you seem like a lot
of
fun.
How old is she?
She's probably my age. And so I'm sitting in church and I'm like, Oh my goodness.
There it is. Exactly right.
Oh my goodness.
You didn't even pray for it and it came.
God answered my prayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really pray about it, but I was kind of a little upset, wasn't I? I mean, what was your take about me not having a girlfriend here?
Is this a trick question? Is there a right answer to
this?
No,
this is your take, baby.
I understand extremely well why women, it's important for women to have women friends. I completely recognize that. Dude friends are a little different because I can go out and talk to Paul, the septic guy, for like 15 minutes about septic, about poop, and about Ted Nugent, and I'm caught up. I feel good. I feel like a man. We don't need to do much. I completely understand. And of course, I also feel bad because, we came out here and we knew things would change. And you're also going through, quote unquote, semi-retirement, which is, for me, I've been basically retired for 15 years. I'm just, doing a podcast.
You're just having fun.
Just doing, and it makes everything work. So that's the beauty of it. So now you're kind of, maybe for one of the first times in your life, getting to put your life together exactly the way you want it.
Yeah.
You don't have certain external pressures. You can, do things the way you want. And not having a good woman, female friend.
Close by.
With uterus. Just, you have to say it these days. with her pronouns. To have someone to just hang out with sometimes. Yeah. I understand. I mean, I know you love me and we're a great team, but sometimes you got to have a woman around you. Yeah, of course I get that.
And this all started because you started to get sick before Bandana Ball. And I was like, we don't ever do anything.
No. Thanks. I forgot all about this. It should have been on my list. So I wake up and I have this. I mean, I really have my glands are always swollen in my throat anyway, because it's just what it is, who I am, allergies and shit. But I can feel it. It's like there's something going on. And at the same time, I had pain in my back because I'd sat on a stool in Georgia at a bar, for the show, the bar in the house, the kitchen, open kitchen, and driving for a couple hours. So in an unfamiliar car. So my back hurt. And I wasn't sure, but all the symptoms combined could mean like I had a flu or something was coming down with something. And I even had to say something about it because the first thing you went was, we never do anything and I can't go anywhere. I said, thank you for being concerned about my health. True or not? Did it go down like that? That's exactly how it went down. That's how I remember it. You went, oh, I'm so sorry. Then we can't go anywhere.
A little exaggeration.
Not much. Not much.
Boy, you're really making me out to be evil this show.
It's your show. I mean, I have nothing to do with it. I'm just the producer. I don't know.
And then that's what led me into like, I don't have any friends here. I was in my little pity party. Sorry.
You even said that.
Yeah.
You even said, I'm sorry, I'm just having a pity party.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many wonderful friends throughout the country, but nobody here. So except Phoebe. And she's chewing on her paws.
Well, but getting to know people. Look, I knew that
this, I've tried with a couple people and I'm done trying.
Yeah, it doesn't work with everybody. Yeah,
no.
But maybe the church ladies. Yeah. Maybe some cool women. So how about that? There.
So I'm gonna text Debbie and meet her for coffee. So but my sister Tony arrives tomorrow. Yes, so
this is party time.
We'll be busy for the next 4 days with Tony. We've got some plans. We're gonna go to a outdoor concert at the winery on Friday. We're gonna do Oktoberfest on Saturday.
Well, and then Tony and I am gonna do Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch us
do Oktoberfest.
I'm gonna eat ice cubes.
Because or beef. Oktoberfest is big here in das deutsche Frederiksburg.
Yeah. So anyway, you want to thank a few people?
I think that's a good idea. Okay. Hello, let's play some drums.
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Hello, Corksoakers. How you doing?
We got to hear from those Corksoakers now.
Yeah.
What
did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
All right, that's right.
That's right.
let's see. Poor showing, people.
I know.
Very, very poor showing. And you know what it is? Like, people are giving up. Like, well, oh, well. Although I will say a late entry, since it came in while we were at dinner, from Christina Pearl.
Oh.
Yep. She says, 5,000 sats. Here are some more of your sats. Because, of course, I loaded her wallet for her. Not a real donation, but I figured, you know, I've sent enough wine. I'm good enough cork soaker. Adam, you can drink those two bottles all by yourself.
Oh, no. No, they're already marked. They're labeled. Come on, Christina. Whose side are you on?
That's a good question.
Jeez.
We kick it off with our full-on value for value. Now, just so we... So we reiterate, the show is not just about wine. It's not just about Adam and Tina, which is kind of really, it is about Adam and Tina.
Yes. It's about
Tina.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. it's also about, you know, this show is only on podcasting 2.0. So you can, I think you can add it manually if you want to iTunes, but you really need to get a podcasting 2.0 app. Which you can find all of them. There's quite a few, including some you may recognize at newpodcastapps.com. And then instead of PayPal or anything else that eventually will become difficult, we just said, you know, let's just do everything in podcasting 2.0, including the value for value. So that means that you need to get an app that you can actually send some of these Satoshis to us and learn about it.
Yes.
It will be good for you in the future. I'm telling you, learning a little bit about Bitcoin, just this tiny little bit, it may come in handy sometime. And we recommend the Fountain app. That's a very easy way. You can even start using the Fountain app for all your other podcasts and earn little pieces of Bitcoin that you can then give to us. So go to work for us. Go get sats and send them to us. Like SLC?
SLC?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it. E-S-E-L-S-E-E. SLC. 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 Let's see. 100,033 Satoshis.
Wow.
And SLC sent, very simple, sent to me one line, and that line says Colossians 3,
oh,
12-17.
Oh, well, I don't have my Bible in here.
Well, I happen to have my Bible here. Colossians 3, 12-17. Therefore, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if you have, any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as a member of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom throughout psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with your gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Which I take as leaky bucket.
Yes, I do too.
A leaky bucket with a little bit of striper.
Yeah.
A little bit of striper thrown
that
in there.
That was lovely. That was very
kind. Isn't
that
kind. Cool?
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Then we got 80,000. And 85 sats, which if you spell it out on a calculator, which is, of course,
boobs.
Par. Yes, par for him. It's Brian with an I.
And he, gay.
And he actually sent me, there's nothing wrong with being gay. No, no. He sent in a message.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Here we go. In case everyone was mistaken, this is Tina's BFF, Brian. In regards to Kim Kardashian's magazine photo with Adam focused on the important part, that being her bare ass exposed, and Tina paying more attention to the eyebrows, it reminded me of the time I fell asleep on the couch while watching Game of Thrones. When I woke up, my roommate started laughing. I asked her what was so funny. She said, "How did you sleep through all of the boobs, but the scene that woke you up was two dudes having sex?" Thought I'd buried that memory, but it has been rehashed. So Tina, you have my return address. Can I get that burn cream back? Also, ladies, I'm still single.
Good one, Brian. Good one.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the sats, though.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brian.
Yes.
That's all you got to say about your BFF?
Yes, that's all I have to say about my BFF. I'm not saying anything more.
33,420. Hello, 420 from NBS. I'm abstaining from wine in solidarity with the keeper. Oh,
thank you.
However, I'm still blazing that shit up. Right on. Love the show. It's my biweekly dose of wholesome content and always brightens my day.
Aww.
Oh, so nice. 19,760. From the Dirty Jersey Whore.
Oh.
A bicentennial boost with a trailing zero. Enjoy the sparkling water, Mrs. Keeper.
Thank you.
That is all for today. Y'all be good. Okay. And he wanted a droopy boost.
Boost.
See, Dirty Jersey Whore. He was at the Beef Intelligence.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, at the Beef.
Do you know what his real name is?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he told me.
Oh.
But now I just look at him like, Dirty Jersey Whore. You know me. I like names. He's my height. He's heavier than I am, but he's bald, sweetheart.
Aww.
Sweetheart
so
of a
cool.
guy.
Thank
sweetheart.
You. Thank sweetheart. You.
Sir Doug, 10,000 sats. Great episode. Tina, your laugh is infectious.
Aww.
Yes.
Thank you. It's natural. He makes me laugh.
7117, nice palindrome. B Glass 2. Adam, you keep calling me Brian. It's okay, though. I have three brothers, and all four of us had names starting with BR, so I'm used to be called Brian. You would know who mom was yelling at even... You would know who mom was yelling at even if she was using the wrong name. Well, I don't know what your name is. You don't even reveal it. It's probably a chick. A chick boosting me. All right, B-Glass, thank you. 5555 from Beer Mountain, Marion Blake in Beacons Falls, Connecticut with a heart emoji. Thank you.
Thank you.
5,000 from Boober. Really like the show. I think it would have been one of my late wife. I think it would have been one of my late wife and I could have listened together.
Aw.
I know she would be interested in your spiritual journey and the leaky bucket. Ah, Boober, thank you.
Aw,
God bless you.
Sweet.
God bless you. That is sweet. You're welcome here. You're welcome to use my wife.
Huh?
Spiritually speaking.
Okay. It's like, hello.
Hello. For a leaky bucket
yes,
purposes.
Yes, yes.
Then we have Boosts with No Note 3000 Van Man Jr. We have Gene Everett with 1234.
Oh,
and
thank you, Gene.
Catherine Rose.
Oh, Catherine. Yeah.
1010. Sorry, the last one was so small. Ha. 25 sats, kind of sad. I wasn't sure if it would work and also hadn't figured out the cash app the sats thing yet, so only have sats for listening to podcasts. She got it from Fountain. So
oh,
she,
yeah.
She received
some. Yeah, because if you have the Fountain app, you earn sats while you listen to Value for Value.
And, oh, even regular podcast.
Oh, that even our... Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
Oscar Mary and the gang, man. Those guys are trying to build something over
nice,
there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, they're paying people to listen and then want you to recycle it. I love those guys.
Yeah.
Never could have come up with that idea.
Yeah.
And I just love it when that happens. I'll try to figure it out this weekend, she says. And Dave Popel, 1,000 to my favorite producers, he says.
Thank you.
So that's it. We did get a couple other smaller amounts, just some little boosts. Y'all could really do better than this, though, to be quite honest.
Well, what is the equivalent? So how much is 100,000 sats?
No, we got 213,538 sats. So that's about $50.
$50, okay. Yeah. All right. So it paid for your wine toss.
Yeah, I did pay for the wine toss.
Okay, well, I appreciate everybody.
No, it's not that I don't appreciate it.
Well, Brian said he's going to do merch for us. He's going to make challenge coins, and I told him to work on mugs, t-shirts, wine decanters, and also I want him to arrange a meetup for us.
A meetup?
No, I'm kidding. But he's going to do the merch.
So here's a dilemma. Like, I really could use another sip, but someone didn't bring the bottle because someone doesn't drink Dunker.
Sorry.
Please go to, first of all curryandthekeeper.com. It'll show a couple of ways you can donate. But no matter what you're listening to, even if you're listening on the website, do me a favor. Do us a favor. Go to newpodcastapps.com. Or if you've never done this before, fountain.fm. Get the app.
Oh, it's a great app. That's the one I use, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It really should help you get into it and be able to understand. And
it's easy.
And you can... Said the woman.
Hey, listen, I've walked several people through how to fund their wallets.
That's right.
I got it down now.
Okay.
Now, can I do it myself? No, because I don't have a Cash App account. I use your Cash App account.
Critical little, like, I am your Cash App account, baby. You press the top of my head.
Yes, and the money comes out. And
more podcasts will be made. Oh. Hey, we got the pool guy.
Yes.
Very happy about this. This was a big problem when we moved into the house.
Besides, I have pool trauma.
You have pool trauma. Yep. I don't, but this was got a little complicated with this weather. You know, yep. I've got some algae popping up, and then all of a sudden, the pool
stopped working. And I'm like, here we go, green pool. Here it comes.
It was growing. It was already. But what was different from a year and a half ago when we lived here, we moved here. When I called around, because I'm happy to pay for someone to come and do the pool and help make sure I'm doing the right thing. I don't mind doing stuff. No one had time. They're all busy. We got too many customers as is. Can't get anyone else to work. Remember? And so when this thing broke, I'm like, oh man. And I called one guy. He had actually given up his pool business and just bought a trucking company in Odessa. He was really sweet though. He was like, let me help you. And he walked me through this like for half an hour, 45 minutes on the phone. He's walking me. And the guy's not even in the business anymore. So typical hill country. And then I called the pool doctor.
Yes.
I called Danny.
Yes.
And Danny's like, because I don't think he remembers, but I'd called Danny before. And he's like, I got no time.
Yes.
And he has a voice like that. But he comes out. He's a lovely guy. He's like 18th generation Fredericksburger.
Yeah, you meet all the homegrown people out here,
dude. I have so much fun with these guys because once you get in,
did you just dude me?
Yeah, dude. once you kind of get into their vibe, they got stories and they're funny.
Yeah,
they're really funny. So now we got a guy who's like, and the pool's great now.
Yeah, it's blue. Yeah.
It's blue.
The algae's gone.
Turns out that when we bought the house, oddly enough, that the previous owner had just never done any maintenance on the filter.
Well, he didn't do a couple things. He didn't take care of the AC units. He didn't vacuum out the vents.
Weird.
I'm quadrant two in Seven Habits. Quadrant two.
You are Miss Preventative.
Preventative, everything. Proactive. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm quadrant two for you people who've read that book.
Cover to cover.
Cover to cover. I did want to bring up something that you brought up on No Agenda about burying me in the backyard. What? Yeah, in a compost bag.
Did I say that?
Yes. I have no agenda. What you did said, I say? I'm just going to put Tina in one of those compost bags because they're doing it in California now and just plant a tree on top of me. You don't remember saying that on No Agenda? I got it written in my notes. Bury me in the backyard, plant a tree on top of me is in my notes. Remember we were talking about the compost?
Yeah.
How you can compost people's bodies now?
Yes. But it sounds like a very loving thing to do.
Yes.
What's your problem with this? But you always say, I don't care. Just get rid of me. Just toss me away. Unplug.
You're just going to plop a tree on top of me?
And then I come up with the lovely idea of planting a beautiful tree on you.
Put me in a compost bag.
Well, what else do you want me to put you in? I'm sorry. Did I insult you with any of this?
No, not at all. I thought it was funny. I'm like, wait, what?
Didn't it come up because...
I don't know if it was you or John who brought up about how you can compost bodies now.
Yeah.
In California.
You can compost me after you smoke me.
I thought you wanted a parade, a statue.
No, not parade.
A plaque.
I like the parade idea. I have not requested it.
You want your own satellite?
A road named after me.
I'm going to name our driveway after you and put a ride road sign.
Curry Drive. Baby. Just stay with me. Let's not go anywhere for a while, okay?
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we're pretty good together. Let's stay in this dimension for a while. I'm good with that.
All right.
I just found you, damn it.
I know. 17 years ago. I just have a couple more things. Well, one thing, and then we can do our questions. Do you have anything else on your list?
I have handled everything I needed to.
You came chock full tonight.
But only good stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that men can... Here's what I like. Clearly, there's an imbalance in how you look at women around me versus me with men around you, which is okay. And that's the whole point. We're okay with
it. Oh, we're back to this again?
Well, because that's what half my shit was about. Was about you, like misogynist, like cheap pilot, all this stuff. But I really love that. I really love that you are protective that
way. Yeah, because if I didn't care, I'd be like, I don't care. You know? But yeah, it shows you that I love you in kind of a strange, you know,
very, 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 very way. Possessive, very strange, possessive, odd kind of, what is it? Silence of the Lambs kind of way.
Or a Fatal Attraction. Got any rabbits?
But the funniest thing is, like, I know that I'm going to say, hey, you know, I got this female pilot, and I knew you were going to say something, and you did.
The way you said it, her name is Amy Lynn.
Amy Lynn.
I'm like, wait, what? Amy Lynn.
Wait, what?
So anyway.
Let me just finish by saying.
Okay, all right.
I love you for that. Aww. And it's funny.
Yeah, I love you.
It's very, very cute.
So you were teasing me the other day about the 75 hard, and you go, I know this is going to be a 365 hard. I know it. I just know it. Because you said, all I want to do is I want to watch Yellowstone, drink champagne, and eat cake. But I know it's going to be a 365 hard.
We shall see. We shall see. Yellowstone we got, but I'd love to eat cake and drink champagne with you again.
We will do that as soon as I'm done, and we will watch. We started watching Yellowstone, which we are really enjoying a lot.
Man, what a great show.
Yeah, now I know why people love it. Yeah.
Well, question.
Kevin Costner's so good in it too.
When the 75 hard ends, I mean, what is your, have you thought about this? A plan? You're just going to keep going with most of it? Or what's your plan?
I know that I'm going to continue walking. I'm not going to work out every day of the week, twice a week, but I am going to continue some form of, and I'll probably stick with the animal-based diet. I'll drink wine and have a biscuit occasionally.
Biscuit? Will you have a biscuit?
So, but yeah, no, I mean, I'm incorporating I'm learning some really good habits, which
they always give me a biscuit on my birthday.
Once a year.
Thanks, Carmella.
Once a year, Carmella.
So anyway, yeah. So we'll see when we get there.
In solidarity with you, I hope you will have a glass of wine from time. That's all just during the show once every 2 weeks.
But it's not going to be 365 hard.
I can say, the odd thing is, I can totally see you just not stopping, just keep on going with most of this stuff, including reading your 10 pages, a better book, hopefully.
Yeah.
Or a more invigorating
book. Atomic Habits is my next book. I'm probably after tomorrow.
Is that the follow-up to Seven?
No. Completely different books. I don't know.
I've heard of this though.
I don't know. It's in the other room. I don't know. So, all right. You want to do our two questions?
Let's do some questions.
Okay.
All right. This is coming from where, these questions?
This is coming from my friend Sandra, who created these conversation starters that says, tell me about you. She actually created them for children, but it's working for us. Okay. First question. Tell me about your very first best friend.
My very first best friend. Best friend?
Mm-hmm.
I think my very first best friend was Zari. Zari was a girl.
Another chick?
Another chick. Now, this is Uganda, because I happen to remember Zari.
Wow, it's going way back.
Yes, Zari, or I think she was British, probably also in the embassy services or whatever we were doing there. And I remember playing with her. Interestingly, I think there's video of us playing in African mud together naked. But, you know, we were three or four.
Right, yeah, little kids,
But I remember really having, and I don't remember her last name.
You remember having a best friend at 4 years old?
3 or 4 years old. I remember, because we were both in Africa, Uganda, 1968 or 69 at this point. But the question is, your best friend, that's the one that came to mind.
Yeah.
Zari, Zaria. I wish I knew
Huh.
Her last name. I wish I knew the connection. I'm sure it was my parents.
But you always played with her.
Who else are you going to play with?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a lot of red mud. I remember some things really vividly from Uganda. Yeah. Strangely enough. So that would be my first friend. Okay. Zari.
All right.
Zari. I think it was Zari. Yes. Okay. How about you?
My very first best friend was Lisa Adzia, and she lived in Hammond. And I think I met her in second grade. And
okay, not much older than I was.
Yeah,
really.
we were really good friends. And then her mom didn't like my family and forbid us to hang out together. So we used to sneak letters back and forth to each other. And we ended up being friends. We ended up being friends through high school. And I even stood up in her wedding. And I was friends with her for a long, long time. She's the woman that lives in Florida.
What does that mean, stood up for her wedding?
I stood up in her wedding. I was a bridesmaid. In her wedding.
Oh, okay.
So she was probably my very first best friend.
Are you still in contact with her?
No, we don't like each other now.
Oh, what happened?
No, we just
But your moms love each other. Is that what happened?
No, we just had a falling out, you know? We just changed, you know? Changed. So, all right, I'll go first for the last question. Tell me about the town you lived in growing up. I lived next door to Gary, Indiana. I grew up in Hammond, Indiana. They used to call it Hessville. And in a 984 square foot home with seven people.
Five sisters.
Five girls, one bathroom. The town was safe, you know? We lived across the street from a Catholic church and, you know, it was fine. If we had a decent neighborhood upbringing there and I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about, but, you know, it just was.
Dude, so. You're sugarcoating this to some degree. It's unbelievable. I know your sisters. They talk to me. I know you. Oh. You guys came from...
We were poor.
Poor.
But tell me about the town you lived in, not the family.
You brought it up.
Yeah. The town, the local grocery store was Jewel, which is still there.
Jewel? Oh, that's Jewel. Cool.
Yeah.
Is that the one you stole candy from?
No, that was Roy's Pharmacy. And then, Riberty's? I can't remember the drugstore, but.
And how old were you? This is just from, you were born
we
there.
Moved there. No.
Were
we
you
moved
born
there.
At home? Were you born in the hospital? Were you born?
I was born in a manger.
Born in a crossfire hurricane.
In a hospital, of course.
What do you mean, of course? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, your mom would go, Tina, welcome.
Welcome.
I know girl. Pat. I know Pat. Nothing would surprise me from Pat.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, it was a safe town. It's very different now. Yeah. Very, very different. But it was right next to Gary, and we would never want to go into Gary. We were frightened.
Because the Jackson family lived there.
Well, it was pretty rough.
Oh, yeah. No, Gary, Indiana is notorious. Yeah, to this day still or not?
I don't know.
Has it cleaned up?
I don't think so.
We have a lot of listeners in Indiana.
Really?
No Agenda has a huge Indianapolis meetup.
Well, we should go.
Yes, we should.
Okay.
They're asking. But I mean, I heard a meetup report was like 50 people or something. It was crazy.
Oh, we should definitely go.
Yeah, we can.
How about you?
Well, I grew up.
I know you grew up in a lot of towns.
Yeah, the place I really grew up in, I would say, was Ness on the Umstel.
Ness dum
Ness Ness N E S
on
the Umstel.
Umstel.
Umstel River.
Umstel River.
Ness on the Umstel.
Ness on Umstel.
Ness.
Lecker.
Yeah.
Tosti hamkas.
There you go.
That's the extent of my Dutch.
It's because you don't want to learn.
No, I do. I do.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Lekker Dunkin' Donuts.
900 people in this village, wow. About 10 miles south of Amsterdam. This was in the 70s. So, you know, a very different place there as well. It was just a small, like, just, it had one cafe. It had one baker. It had one butcher. It had one gas station. It had one kind of grocer guy who drove around these four streets in his van, and you know, and he'd stop
and give out candy.
No, and you come out, you go into the van, you buy your stuff, and then, you know, you give your bag.
You go into the van to buy stuff?
It was.
Was it a white van?
No, but it was a really, it was called the SRV van. This was, I have to show you this. It was like a van, like a short RV with all the products on the inside. He wouldn't go more than 5 miles an hour. And then,
so it's like you needed milk, you'd wave down the van and
get, well, in go. The in the morning, the same guy, his name was Hucky, he would bring the milk around at 4:30. So mm-hmm. you would put your bottles out, your empty bottles, and he put the new bottles down. Anyway, this was, you know, so this is where I grew up, learned to shoe horses, learned to shear sheep, learned how to weld, rode, built our own motocross motorcycles, pushed each other's faces in cow dung, swam in the river.
A lot of good experiences there.
I am so happy I had this experience. Probably from my, probably for a good 7 or 8 years there, that was it, you know. And then you couldn't, when I went to high school, I had to get up at 6 a.m, get on the bus at 6:30, the bus for an hour, then my bike would be parked there. I'd ride my bike another half hour to school.
Gosh.
And then on the way back, reverse the process.
Ugh.
And the bus only went every other hour. So if you missed the bus, you had to wait 2 hours effectively.
Goodness.
Yeah. So by the time I got a moped, which you weren't allowed to drive until you were 16, that was freedom. That was some freedom. I was never home after that.
Yeah.
And that's when I started doing pirate radio and all this stuff. So, in hindsight, really great.
Oh, you know, good.
I can hang out with ranchers and say, yeah, man, I shoot a horse. I shore a sheep. That shit's dirty.
Nice, babe.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I'm a lucky mofo.
You are.
Look at where I wound up.
Look at who's sitting across from you.
Can I tell you how lucky I am?
You are.
Hey, darling. Shall we do this again in 2 weeks?
Yes,
time?
We shall. I love you.
I love you so much. See you next week. Okay. Or 2 weeks, everybody.
Yep.
She can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper.